Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Lucky Girl Podcast, your go-to podcast for creating your dream life. I'm your host, Lexi Prieto, and I hope you're ready to enter your luckiest era ever. Welcome back, Lucky Girls. It has been far too long. It has been 3 weeks since we last talked, and I have missed you guys dearly. I've had so many things that I cannot wait to talk to you guys about. I'm so excited for this episode. Before this episode even started, I did my manifestations to the universe, just asking that whoever listens to this podcast, whatever ears this podcast falls on, that you guys have the best day ever, that you take something from this, you gain a betterment in your life, and then we just all become the luckiest girls in the world. So now that I have imbued this podcast episode with good vibes, good energy, I have my crystals all around me. I'm holding today Green Aventurine, which is for good luck and for prosperity, and my rose quartz for self-love. So I'm just hoping that these words flow out and they're able to touch you guys in some way and that we can all grow and have a better life, you know? But before we get fully into this episode, let's go ahead and get our social medias out of the way. I love connecting with you guys. My favorite thing in the world with this podcast is the fact that we have created a community and we have lucky girls all over the world. And that's so insane to me because I started this podcast literally with a $5 microphone and I was hiding in my closet. I kid you not. The very first episode that you have ever heard, I was hiding in my closet recording the episode. And now we have listeners from all over the world, which is insane. Luckiest girl in the world over here. But if you want to connect with me, moreover, connect with the podcast, stay up to date on everything podcast, you can follow the Instagram. It is going to be at Lucky Girl Pod. We share all of our updates. We talk about our weekly recaps. We talk about what this episode is going to be about. It's just a perfect way to connect. And also, you can connect with the Lucky Girl fam, which is so cool. I keep on going between Lucky Girl fam and Lucky Girl club. So that is my question for this episode. If you're listening to this episode, you scroll down, there should be a review tab somewhere. So in the review tab, I want you guys to tell me if you want to be the Lucky Girl Club or the Lucky Girl Fam, because I always go back and forth with it. But let me know, leave a 5-star rate and review, and review it. That's the question. Answer that question right there. But if you want to follow that, it is going to be at Lucky Girl Pod. That is going to be LuckyGirlPod. Once again, that is Lucky Girl Pod. If you want to follow my personal Instagram, stay up to date on the Lucky Girl's life, everything I do, everywhere I've been, it is going to be at Lexi G Prieto. That's LexiGPrieto. And if you guys don't know, I talked about it in the last episode, I actually went to Virginia to visit my family, and I cannot wait to talk to you guys about that in the weekly recap. But I took so many cute pictures. It was so fall there. It was actually a movie set. Like, I didn't believe it. Why are the leaves so green? And why were the leaves actually changing colors? I said red. It was just insane. It was so cool. But I have all my pictures on there from that trip. So if you want to follow me, it is going to be at Lexi G Prieto. I also have a YouTube channel that I was posting my East Coast diaries for that entire trip. I also went to Washington, D.C. I posted my productive vlog about it. I posted my travel vlog. It'll all be on my YouTube channel. I also have a TikTok as well as a Pinterest, and they are all the same exact handle. Once again, that is Lexi G Prieto, LexiGPrieto. If you don't want to have to go through all your social medias and click on the search tab, search my name, go to my Instagram. I have a Beacons link in my bio, and that will take you to everything you could ever need for finding me. But moving on from that, guys, I am so excited to talk about this episode. Before we get into our Lucky Girl segments, let's go ahead and talk about what this episode is going to be about. This is episode 50, Winning the Winter Arc. So I am very excited to talk about what the Winter Arc is, but I decided to do this episode because I feel like I am in a period of my life where I am almost on the precipice of something big. Like, my entire life can change within the span of 3 months, I feel like. I don't know why. I can't tell you guys any specific reason why. I just feel like I'm standing on the ledge of something great, but it's almost like a fortuitous feeling. I just feel it. So I wanted to talk about the Winter Arc, and more importantly, I wanted to talk about winning the Winter Arc and how you can become the best version of yourself in these last 3 months of the year. Really, when this episode comes out, it's going to be about 2 months, but nonetheless, the Lucky Girls can do it. So I'm very, very excited. But before we get fully into this episode, let's go ahead and get our Lucky Girl segments out of the way. This is the part that I am most excited for because I cannot wait to talk to you guys about my Virginia trip. So let's start off with the weekly recap. The reason we do these Lucky Girl segments is so that I can connect to you guys on a deeper level. You guys can know more about my life. I'm more than just a voice coming through your headphones. I am actually, you know, your best friend and somebody that loves yapping. So that's really why I do it, because I love yapping. But the Virginia trip was so much better than I could have ever imagined. I was quite nervous. I haven't seen my family in 3 years. I was nervous that, you know, there was going to be some type of disconnect and I was kind of going to be miserable. I was honestly really scared, but I had the best time in so long. I haven't traveled in quite a while. I haven't taken a vacation in quite a while. The last time I was on a plane was earlier this year for my day trip to Las Vegas, which I think I told you guys about. I went with a friend literally for a day. In the morning, we hopped on the flight. At night, we got back to LA. But it was, the Virginia trip was so nice. It is so pretty there. I went to Colonial Williamsburg, which is this really, really old town. Obviously, it's colonial, which, if you don't know what that means, it was one of the original colonies. You know, Virginia is an original colony, and this place is, when the Americas were formed, like, this place was one of the original places. It was so pretty. The buildings are insane. It is so, so, so gorgeous. And honestly, and this is the first time in my life I have felt this way, it made me question how much I love California. You guys know me. You guys know that I will rant and rave about how much I love California until I die. I have always thought that this place is where I'm meant to be for the rest of my life. Like, I love this place. Obviously, I want to travel and I want to live other places sometimes. But staying in Virginia made me realize how kind of closed-minded that I was to potentially moving to different places, because Virginia was absolutely beautiful. It was very gentle living. It was very calm. It was just cool. It was so cool. It was so pretty. I had the best time ever. The people there, which is insane to me, and it made me realize once again a downfall of California, but the people there are so, 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 so nice. Like, it's actually insane how nice they are. Like, you'll be waiting in line and somebody will just, like, strike up a conversation with you, which in California, we don't do. Like, for the most part in California, you mind your business, which is, I think I've honestly, now that I'm realizing it, it's kind of been a downfall of mine. Like, I wear my AirPods everywhere I go, so I'm like, dang, nobody talks to me. But that's because, like, in California, we're not the type of people to make small talk. And I'm not saying every single person in California. It's more like LA vibes that this happens, is that we kind of just keep to ourselves. So going to Virginia and this small town charm and people talking and like just chit chatting, it was so cool. It was so fun. And it made me really, really miss small town living, which I know small town living is not for me. Like, I know that I love that I can go 15 minutes in either direction and go somewhere cool, but it was very, very nice. It was very pretty. My best friend and sister, Gracie, I stayed at her house and it was so much fun to be with her. She is literally the light of my life. I love her so much. She is my best friend in the entire world. I had the most fun with her. We were dying, dying, dying laughing like every single day. It was just, it was the best experience. It was so much fun. I also got to meet my nephew, my sister Troy's baby. And that was cool. It was so cool. And I got to spend time with Troy and it was just, I felt on top of the world. I had not felt that type of peace in years because I live on my own. I am completely independent. I don't really have a support system in California. So to be able to kind of shut my mind off and just enjoy being in the present moment without having anything to worry about or stress about and really just being with my family and being with my best friends, and just, it was the time of my life. I had so much fun, and I've already decided and made a commitment that I am going to go back at least 3 times a year to spend time with my family. So I have had, it also really, really, really lit a fire in me. I'm not going to lie, because it was 5 days. So within those 5 days, I was able to be creative, and I wrote so much when I was in Virginia because Colonial Williamsburg is just so pretty and they have wonderful coffee shops. So I literally, the last day I was there, I sat in a coffee shop and I wrote for like 2 hours. I was just writing. I was writing in my journal. I was writing, you know, on my computer. Like, I was just doing so much and it was so much fun. It was like, oh my God, it was insane. It felt like a movie, like I said. And I felt like I was in Gilmore Girls, honestly. It was the time of my life. It was so much fun. But moving on from my weekly recap, after I got back from Virginia, it has been 2 weeks now since I've been back. I had that fire lit in me and I was like, okay, I want to start bettering my life. So I've been kind of going back and forth between having this spark and having this energy and being excited and kind of being more in my sadness and kind of just being frustrated with myself, which is completely okay and it's part of life. But I also know that I was in my luteal phase, which I highly, highly recommend to any person who has a menstrual cycle that is listening to this to start tracking your cycles, because once you start cycle syncing and figuring out what phase you're in, I promise you things will start correlating. So the reason I was feeling so down and sad is because I was in my luteal phase, which means I don't have a ton of energy. And if you let your luteal phase get to you, I promise you, you'll have that period of your time, of your menstrual cycle, of just being sad and just not feeling it. So once I realized I was in my luteal cycle, I was like, okay, scratch that. No more laying in bed and wallowing. No more being sad about the things you're sad about. Start writing down what's happening. So I started journaling pretty heavily. I started talking about why I'm feeling the way I'm feeling, like the things. And then another thing is to just move your body. I talk about this statistic all the time, but one of my favorite statistics is exercise and body movement is 2.5 times more helpful than medication for anxiety and depression. So I honestly, I still have not fact checked that fact actually now that I'm saying that, but I heard it on another podcast and I was like, okay, that makes sense. So every time I feel sad or I feel like I can sense myself getting into a depressive episode, I go for a walk or I go to the gym or I do yoga, and it does make me feel better. And I also, the biggest thing is I allow myself to have those days. Yesterday was a big, big day for me. I like knew that I woke up and I was anxious immediately. So I went for a 2 mile walk and I felt better. But as I was like getting ready for work, I was like, yeah, today's just going to be a low vibrational day for me. I just feel it. So I let myself have that day. I was kind to myself. I was saying words of affirmations in the mirror. I let myself feel these sad things, but I also let myself feel these happy things. And I joked around with people I work with, and you know, it ended up being a good day, but I was excited to go to sleep at the end of the day because it was just a heavy day. It was a low vibrational day. But after that, I had just decided that I am very excited about life. I'm very grateful to feel all these things. So that's what I've been going through for the past couple of weeks. Moving on to our Lucky Girl obsessions. I have two. The first one, maybe it's three. Okay. The first one is kind of a combo. I have been obsessed with ramen and I've been obsessed with poke. So if you don't know, poke is basically like a sushi roll in a bowl. So they put like rice and then you get to choose like your type of protein. I usually do crab meat, and then you get to choose your topping. So usually my exact poke order is brown rice, crab meat, shrimp and tofu as like the base, spicy mayo, and then I do tempura flakes, edamame, ginger. What else do I do? Fried onion. I don't know, guys. It's so good and it's making me crave it actually right now. My mouth is watering, but I've been obsessed. I've been having it literally like once a week and I've just been obsessed. It's been so good, so good. And then my second obsession is writing. Like I said, in Virginia, I was writing so much. I literally must have filled like 8 pages in my journal in the span of like 3 or 4 days. It was just insane. I could not stop. And also it was just being there lit that fire and inspired me and got me excited for it. So honestly, it was so much fun. Moving on to the very last segment before we get into this episode that I'm so excited to get into, guys. I'm so excited. Let's go ahead and talk about what has made me feel lucky this week. So what has made me feel the most lucky this week and since I last spoke to you is, of course, my sister Gracie. She is my rock. She genuinely is my support system. Anytime I need anything to talk through, when I was going through my breakups, I talk to her and like she just gets me and she understands me. And it's kind of funny because growing up, all of us, we were always close, but I was very, very, very close with my sister Troy, which I'm still close with. But it was only into my adulthood that me and Gracie really connected and we have the same mentality and drive and passion and excitement about life. And I think that just really connected us and made us closer. So now like I call her pretty much every day. If I ever need anything, she's my girl. Like she's got my back till the end of time. And she just makes me feel so lucky. And I'm so lucky to have that. Even if we aren't physically together and we live on different sides of the United States, we literally live on the opposite coast. I always know if I need her, she is there. And that is the most lucky thing in the world, is to have someone who has your back. But now that we have that out of the way, it is time to hop into this episode. Welcome, welcome one, welcome all to episode 50, Winning the Winter Arc. Okay, guys, so once we are getting into this episode, it is time to talk about what is the winter arc. You know, I talked a little bit about the last 3 months of this year in the beginning, in the intro, and you're like, okay, Lexi, who cares? What does the last 3 months of this year have to do with a winter arc? Like, what does that even mean? The winter arc is the last 3 months of the year when everything is starting to slow down. You know, winter is when we get a little more lethargic, we start slowing down. Much like bears, we start hibernating. We start just not feeling like we can do everything we want to do, right? The winter arc is using this time to achieve the goals set forth for this year and building habits to walk you into next year. So in the beginning of this year, we had an episode called The Lucky Girl Agenda, where I prompted you guys to write down the things you want for this year. I asked you guys, what are your goals? What are your ins and outs for this year? The ins are the things you want to accomplish, the things you want to let into your life, and the outs were the things you wanted to let go, the things that you wanted to say goodbye to. We did that in the beginning of this year. And if you haven't heard that episode, that is very much okay. But I highly recommend listening to that episode before the end of this year so you can create your ins and out list as well. But the winter arc is these last 3 months where this is your last chance to fulfill some of those prophecies that we have created in the beginning of this year. So October, November, and December is your winter arc. It is time for you to go into whatever energy, positivity, fearlessness, bravery, determination. Go into that energy and start focusing on yourself. It is time to kind of start backing away from your social life, which I know, it sucks to back away from your social life, but it's time to crack down. Moreover, it's time to lock in. Lucky girls, it is time to focus on yourself because we only have 3 months left. 3 months left of this year, and then it's 2025, and we have new goals in 2025. So for the winter arc, it is time to achieve the goals set forth for this year. And once we achieve these goals, or we are building up momentum to achieve these goals, it is going to walk us into 2025, the best versions of ourselves that we can be, you know, the favorite versions of ourselves. We keep on working, we keep on doing it. And statistically, 3 months is the exact time you need in order to create a habit. So start today. Whenever you're listening to this, it is time for you to start your winter arc. So a lot of people refer to these last 3 months as the second new year of the year because, you know, societally, when we get into October, pretty much all of us blink and you're like, oh my God, we're at the end of the year. And it just, all of us kind of have this momentous fear. Like, you're like, oh my God, it is the end of the year. And for a lot of us, we start thinking about the things that we haven't done. We start thinking about, oh my God, I had all these goals and I haven't achieved any of them. That is okay. That is okay. Because the trick that, and the thing that nobody tells you about New Year's is 12 months is actually too long. 12 months is way too long for you to achieve all your goals. You can do it in 3. So you create your goals at the beginning of the year just so you know that you have them. You have all this cushion. 3 months is when you have to start locking in though. So welcome to the second new year when we are starting fresh. We are becoming the best versions of ourselves and we are locking in. We are creating this drive for ourselves. So I want to talk about winning the winter arc. And I'm not just saying that because it is alliteration and I love it. I have created the perfect answer to how to win the winter arc, and that is W-I-N. So I want you to W, work, I, invest, and N, navigate. This is how you win the winter arc. So to begin with W on work, we want you to work on yourself and your goals and your life. So I want you to answer this one question for me. You can answer it out loud if you're driving, if you're sitting, listening, studying, listening, whatever you're doing. If you have the opportunity to grab a pen and paper or write it on your notes app, I want you to answer this question for our work category. And that is, what is one mental / emotional goal you'd like to achieve by the end of the year? It can be something about, you know, growing your intelligence. It can be about navigating your anxiety. Whatever it is, I want it to be mental and emotional. So for me, my answer is I want to gain knowledge on self-transformation. I had just finished a book called Everything I Know About Love. I finished it during my Virginia trip, and that book lit the fire in my heart to start learning more about self-transformation. That was by Dolly Alderton. It was a memoir and it was so good. And then a book that I have always loved, which I talk about endlessly on this podcast, is The Mountain Is You by Brianna Weiss. And that book is about how to navigate self-sabotage and turn it into self-transformation. So what I want to learn, what I want to gain knowledge on, is how to do exactly that. Take my self-sabotage, take the things that I do to, you know, make myself feel better, but kind of, you know, it might be a downfall in the future, like whatever. Take that instant gratification, learn how to sit with delayed gratification, learn how to sit with this self-transformation, do the work, learn more about it, gain knowledge on it so that I can be well-versed when I go into 2025 and continue to better myself. So I want you to take the time and think about one mental or emotional goal you'd like to achieve by the end of the year. This is where the W comes in. This is where work comes in, because it is going to be hard work. It is going to take time. It is going to have you sit with yourself and really think about the things that you want to change. And it's very easy to sit there and write down your goal and be like, okay, I'm done. But that's not what we're doing, guys. Write down your goal, and now we're going to start actually finding steps for us to get to that. That gets us into invest. So the question I have for invest, for the I and win, is what is something you wanted to do but felt like you couldn't because of, quote, luck? So, you know, we talk about this a lot, about how we are the luckiest girls in the world, and we are so lucky to even be alive, and we're lucky for the good, the bad, and everything in between. Let's talk about luck, though. You know how sometime you are struggling with, you're struggling with feeling like you are out of luck. You think that, oh my gosh, just things keep getting in the way and like I can't achieve the things I want. I just have bad luck. Scratch that from your brain, because it is time to talk about something that I have really, really, really been working on, and something that I'm actually really excited to talk about because I have been gaining knowledge on this as well. And that is the art of detachment. And detachment and luck go hand in hand. You feel like the luckiest girl in the world once you practice detachment. Something doesn't go your way. Oh, it's not meant to go my way. Something better is happening in the future. You didn't get that job. I wasn't meant to get that job. Something is better happening. Something better is happening in the future. You didn't get the relationship you wanted. That relationship was not meant for me. Something better is happening in the future. That is the art of detachment. You detach from this thought process that if you don't get this one thing, it'll be the end of the world. that you are so unlucky because you don't get this one thing. No, whatever you don't get, whatever you fail at, whatever is not meant for you, say thank you and goodbye because something better is happening in the future. Detach from the thought that if you don't get what you thought you wanted, that it just is ruined and life is ruined. That's not true because life keeps moving. Show gratitude that something better will come in the future. Because the way I kind of think of it is think about your closet, right? You push open your closet and it is stuffed to the brim with clothes. You know, that type of thing when you're going shopping and they have all the clothes so tightly on the rack that you can't even look through it really. And you're like, okay, like I give up because I can't find the sweater that I wanted and it's just stressful. Think of your closet like that, stuffed to the brim with clothes and you are just looking for this one sweater. And you cannot find the sweater. You know it's in there, but you just can't find it because it's stuffed to the brim that you can't even really like move the clothes around. That is how life is as well. But imagine you do a spring cleaning. You take out the things that don't fit you anymore. You take out the things that you don't like anymore, whatever. You now have this room to look through, move the clothes. You find your sweater. You find the sweater you've been looking for and your day is fixed. And you're like, okay, I'm having a good day. Think about that in the way of the universe as well. All these opportunities in life, we have this endless supply of opportunities that are just lined up for us, you know? And if they're also tightly wound and we all are like, I want this, 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 and this, and this, and this, and everything, it's going to be too hard to navigate the things that are actually right for you, you know? So let the universe take a crack at it. Let the universe take away things that are not meant for you. And soon you'll have that space to look through the things you want and be like, okay, this is what is meant for me. And it just opens up space. And, you know, I'm not saying that there's a limited amount of space in life because honestly, our ability to create greatness is limitless. But if it gets so convoluted in the things that you thought you wanted, the things you thought was right for you, instead of just having faith that the things that you need, the things that are important to you that will eventually become your dream life, they will not miss you. These opportunities, these goals, these things that you think, I need, and they end up leaving, they were not yours to have because the opportunities that you are meant to have will not miss you. So once again, the question for Invest is, what is something you've wanted to do but felt like you couldn't because of luck? For me, it is fitness and bettering my content, right? So for my fitness, I love working out. I genuinely do. I love moving my body. It makes me happy. But you know, sometimes I hit this moment, almost like a roadblock where I'm like, I don't want to get out of bed. I don't want to move. I don't want to work out. I don't want to do anything. Like I really just want to sit down and just be sad. And I get into these periods where I don't work out. I don't move my body. I don't go for walks. I don't do anything. And I fall so deeply in this well. And that's the moment when I feel my deepest mentally. Like I feel my worst mentally because I'm like, well, now I'm too deep in this well and it's going to be hard to get to the gym. It's going to be hard to do this. I don't really want to do like whatever, da, 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 da. No, stand up. Fitness and moving your body and having a body that you're able to move. You're so lucky to have that. And I remind myself every single day that I'm lucky to have this body that nourishes me, that helps me grow. And it doesn't matter if I'm where I'm at, where I want to be or not. You know, it doesn't matter if I am obsessed with my body and I think I have the perfect body or not, because I think there's always room to grow and better yourself. But what I do love about my body and what I will continue to love my body throughout my entire fitness journey is that I am capable, that I say this all the time, that I am gifted to have an able body, you know, and that is a gift to me. And that is something that I will remain grateful for in the moments when I'm frustrated with my fitness or I'm frustrated that I'm not seeing the results that I want to see, whatever it is. When I find myself comparing myself, when I find these societal pressures to, you know, be the most perfect version I can be, I just remind myself, I can wake up in the morning and I can go for a walk. I can wake up in the morning and, you know, I have these tools and I'm so, so, so grateful for it. So I want you to dig down and realize the things that you don't even think of, the things that are just so subliminal to you that are subconscious. Think of the things you are grateful for. The fact that you can wiggle your toes, the fact that you can take deep breaths, the fact that you are sitting here listening to this podcast episode right now makes you lucky. So take the time, think about the things you want to invest, and that moves us into N, navigate. And the question I have for navigate is, what is the quote end of the road goal for this year? I want you to think of a short-term goal, because we have 3 months left, of the end of the road goal for this year. I want you to think about what you want to achieve in 2024. So when you get to 2025, you're like, I achieved what I wanted in 2024. For me, what I really, really, really want to achieve for 2024 is a positive mindset and a step in the right direction. That's it. That's literally it. I don't want to be perfect right now. I don't want to be exactly where I need to be right now, because I think my goals are much bigger than 3 months. I think my goals are long term. What I want is a step in the right direction, to start creating habits where I move forward, and even if it's a baby step, even if it's tiny little steps, I get there. And like, something for me that I'm really proud of right now is that I've upgraded my podcast equipment, and you know, the audio is going to get better, and I just recently bought a camera for the vlog. And it's like, some of my short-term goals that I wrote for quarter four in this year, which is October, November, December, I wrote invest in a camera. I wrote save $500 a month. I wrote, what else did I write? I wanted to run a 5K. And like, there was a couple other things I wrote, and I'm already ticking off boxes in that. I've done those things. I'm proud of myself. So I want you to start navigating what your goals are for the end of this year, and make them actionable, make them reasonable. Obviously, some things take longer than 3 months, but if you're like me and you're like, okay, I have these big goals, so what I'm going to say is a step in the right direction, take that with you. Start stepping in the right direction. Start these actionable lists that you can do to begin the best version of yourself. With that being said, that is the end of this episode. I hope you win your winter arc, and I want you to keep me updated. I want you guys to, once again, as I said, leave a review. The first question that I have is, are we the Lucky Girl fam or are we the Lucky Girl club? So let me know. The second thing is, I want you to explain how you are going to win your winter arc. I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening to this episode. I hope you have the best week ever. I will see you next Sunday for a brand new episode of the Lucky Girl Podcast. I love you. Remember to always, always, always stay lucky.